Maseches Megillah, Perek Beis Mishnava, Kol Halayla Kasher L'Ktiras HaOmer U'LaHekter Halavim Be'Evar. The whole night is kosher for the reaping of the Omer, and Haktara, the Halavim of the Evarim, are the Kabbanas which were brought during the day. That cloud, Dabar Shemitzvaso Bayom, Kasher Koyom, a mitzvah which is supposed to be done during the day, can be done the whole day. Dabar Shemitzvaso Balayla, Kasher Koyalayla, a mitzvah which is to be done at night, can be done the whole night. Such as the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema and the eating of the Korban Pesach, even though the Chachamim said that these mitzvahs can only be done at Tochatzot, that's only laharkik as the Adam and Havera, to make sure they'll get done and a person won't fall asleep and not do them, but midaraisa, they are kosher the whole night. Maseches Megillah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Bnei Ha'ir Shemacharu Rechayv HaShoir, Loichem B'dama Beit HaKnesset, the townspeople that sell a square in the city, they must buy with the money a shul. We are talking about here a Rechov HaShoir that has Kedusha. A Rechov HaShoir that the Bnei Ha'ir daven there on Taniyos. As it said in Masechta Taniyos, that on certain Taniyos, the people would go outside to the Rechov to daven. So therefore, it has Kedusha. And we have a Klal Malin Bekodet Belom Meridin. So therefore, the money that is used from the proceeds of the sale of the Rechov must be used for something that has even more Kedusha than the Rechov itself. And therefore, they could buy with the money a Beit HaKnesset. And the Beit HaKnesset, since it is used to daven there regularly, has more Kedusha than Rechova. The Chachamim, though, argue with this Mishnah. And they say that a Rechova Shoir has no Kedusha, since it is only used on a temporary basis. Therefore, you can do what you want with the money from the proceeds of the sale of the Rechova. Beit HaKnesset, Lochen Teva. When the Bnei Ha'ir sell a Beit HaKnesset, they must buy with the money a teva. A teva is an aron kodesh. As an aron kodesh has more kedusha than a beis haknesset. This is talking about a beis haknesset in a small town. But a beis haknesset in a big town where people come from all over to daven there is not allowed to be sold at all. And since it was built adas harabin, the kedusha is very chamor, and therefore you can't sell it at all. Teva. If the Bnei Ha'ir sell a teva and aron kodesh, lochem mitbachos. With the money they make from the sale, they must buy, at the very least, mitpachos, which is a cover of a Sefer Torah, which has more kedusha than the Aron Kodesh, since it is put on the Sefer Torah itself. Mitpachos. If the Bnei Ha'ir sell mitpachos, which is a cover of the Sefer Torah, lochem sparim. With the money, they must buy sparim, which is nevi'im and ksuvim. As the sparim have more kedusha than the mitpachos, which is just a tashmish kedusha, and the sparim has kedusha itself. Sparim. If the Bnei Ha'ir sell sparim, sell neviim uksuvim, lochem Torah, then they must buy a Torah with the money they make from the sale, as the Torah has more kedusha than the sparim. Now, this is talking about where the Bnei Ha'ir sell one of these things that we mentioned without the Zion Tuvei Ir. The Zion Tuvei Ir are the 7 leaders of the community. But if the Zion Tuvei Ir, the Mamar Anshei Ir, meaning if the 7 leaders sell one of the above-mentioned things in front of the people of the town, then you are allowed to do whatever you want with the money that you make from the sale, even to buy something that has no kedusha at all. Avo, in Machru Torah, lo yikus farm. But if you sell a Sefer Torah, then you cannot buy farm with it. As we said, malin b'kedusha v'lo moridin. So therefore, when you sell a Sefer Torah, the only thing you can buy with the proceeds of the sale is another Sefer Torah, since there is nothing that has more Kedusha than a Sefer Torah. And even that, that's only b'di'evit. But l'chatzchila, a person cannot sell a Sefer Torah at all. Sfarim, lo yiku mitpachos. If the townspeople sell sfarim, you may not buy mitpachos, the cover of a Sefer Torah, with it. As we said, the cover of a Sefer Torah is only a tashmish kedusha, while sparim have kedusha itself. Mitpachos, lo yiku teva. You may not buy a teva, as the teva is not even considered a tashmish kedusha, so therefore the mitpachos have more kedusha than the Sefer Torah. Teva. If the townspeople sell a teva, lo yiku beis haknesset. They must not buy with the proceeds of the sale a beis haknesset. Instead, they must buy something which has more kedusha. Like we said earlier, they must buy at the very least mitpachos. Beis HaKnesset lo yikhu et rechob. If the Bnei Eir sell a shul, they may not buy the town square with it, and the rechob has less kedusha than the Beis HaKnesset. The chayim b'moisreim, the same is true with the leftover money. After they make a sale and they buy with the money something that has more kedusha, if there's any money left over, that leftover money must also only be used for something that has more kedusha. Ein meichon eshal rabim liyachid, mivneishim aridin oisem kedushasa. You can't sell a davar shel kedusha from a rabbit to a yachid, to an individual, because you're being married the kedusha. Because the kedusha of a rabbin is greater than the kedusha of a yachid. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amrulo, the chachamim said to him, Im kain, if so, af lo me'ir gedoyla le'ir ktani. You shouldn't be able to sell a davar kedusha from an ir gedoyla to an ir ktana. Because the rov am hadras melech. There's more kedusha when there's a lot of people being mishtamish with the davar shel kedusha. Then if there is, if only a few people are using the davar shel kedusha.